prayer summit. Amen. And it's good to be back. Amen. And back in the pulpit. Amen. Back here at home and ready to just continue. Amen. To do what God's called us to do. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
God has called us to win the city. Amen. Yes. He called us to win souls. I mean, we got to be soul winners. Amen.
Yes.
And so that's what we've been called to do. And that's what we got to do, churches. We got to win souls. Amen.
Right.
We got to win souls. Amen. And so tomorrow, I pray that you come out to the rallies, amen,
amen.
And that you get some flyers for the drama and pass them out, amen, pass them out. Get some churches out, church flyers also as well, amen. Let's be evangelistic, amen, and let's preach everywhere we go. Let's preach
amen. The
message of hope and the plan of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, amen. I want to share with you tonight a message, amen, that God put in my heart, amen. Today, I was going to preach on something else. I was going to preach on some of the stuff that they gave us at the prayer summit, amen. But the Lord put this in my heart, amen. And I think it's a timely word, amen. And I titled it, "My Tithe Return is Greater Than My Tax Return."
Amen.
Lord, amen. Let me say it again. My tithe return is greater than my tax return.
Yes.
Oh, somebody give the Lord some praise. For that. Amen. Praise the Lord. There, amen. So that's a formula.
Yeah, amen. Yeah,
my formula. Praise the Lord. And I want to share this word that the Lord has given me, amen, to the church, amen.
Yeah.
And I believe it's for us, amen. Matthew 22, verse 15. When you're there, give me your strong amen.
Amen.
We're going to read through verse 22. It says, "Then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him in his words. They sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. Teacher, they said, we know that you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not?"
Come on.
But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, "You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me?
Come on.
Show me the coin used for paying the tax."
Yeah. Come on.
They brought him a denarius. And he asked them, "Whose image is this? And whose inscription?" "Caesar's," they replied. Then he said to them, "So give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's."
Yeah, that's good.
When they heard this, they were amazed. So they left him and went away. Wow. Father, bless the reading of your word, anointed to our hearts here tonight.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you and we love you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Yeah.
You may be seated. My tithe return is greater than my tax return.
Come on now.
Yeah.
We know that we're in that season. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
To some, it's a season of joy.
Come on.
To others, it's a season of mourning.
Come on
now. Depending on
Amen. How
Uncle Sam wants to treat you.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Huh? You know, some are going to be driving in a brand new car in about 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month.
Come on.
Huh? Come on, you're going to be looking like Scarface in about 3 weeks. Come on now. Huh? See, there are two institutions God has set in place that people are to give their money to. And that is the government and the church. The two institutions that God has set in place. We talked about that. We talked about, obedience, right?
Yeah.
In Romans 13, to obey the laws of the land. That no government institution is in place other than what God has set in place. So, these two institutions that God has set in place for people to give their money to is the government and the church. See, the government gets the tax. The church gets the tithe. But why? Ask me why.
Why?
I'm glad you asked. Because they both offer a public service.
Amen. Amen. That's good.
The government provides all kinds of services like roads and streets and parks and recreation. They provide some health care and they provide law and order. You know, that's what the government provides. The government, we give our taxes to them because they provide all these services and many more that we didn't name. They provide a service of to serve and protect, you know, the police and the army and the roads and the red light and the green light. I've been to West Africa and Lagos, Nigeria, and the traffic is horrible over there. There is no stop signs. There is no red light, green light. All you hear over there is honking 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
I got there, and when I got there, I thought we were about to get into a fight because they kept on honking at us. And you know, in the hood, you don't honk at somebody. Come on now. Those are fighting words. You honk at somebody. Come on now, right? You know, like, who are you honking at? Come on now. In Africa, that's how they communicate when they drive. It's weird, but that, I'm serious. In West Africa, that's how they communicate. You know, that's how it is. Because there's no stop signs. There's no traffic lights. There's none of that in Lagos, Nigeria. There's none of that. But everywhere you go, people are honking. And I guess one honk means stop. Two honks means go. Three honks means get out the way. Four honks means you're getting run over. I'm serious. You visit there, and they don't have any type of law. But here in America, we have law and order that the government has provided.
Yes.
And this is where our taxes go to. Now the church, the church also provides a service as well.
Right.
Church provides a service as well.
Come on,
you know? What kind of services does the church provide? Huh? What kind of service? Well, let me ask you. Why did you come to church? Huh? Why did you come to church? Tell me. Why did you come to church? To hear the word?
Yes.
Why did you come to church? For praise and worship.
Get fed.
Why did you come to church? Why did you really come to church? Huh? I came to Victory Outreach because I was a gang member and a drug addict and I wanted to change my life.
Yeah.
That's why I came.
Change.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Why did you come?
Come on.
Why did you come?
Yeah.
Why did you come?
Come on. That's good.
Huh? Anybody want to get real tonight? Why did you come?
Change.
Come on now.
Huh?
Stay real.
Why did you come? Huh? You came because your marriage was messed up?
Come on now.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? So, okay, let's be real. Why did you come? Well, because somebody invited you?
All
right. Right? They must have invited you because they seen that you were all messed up.
Yeah. Hello.
Come on, somebody. They came to church, right? And they said, man, this is good, man. It's good for me. But you know what? It's also good for my friend.
Yes.
So let me go tell my friend, come on, somebody, because their marriage is messed up too. Because they're on meth like I used to be on meth. Come on now. So let me go tell them because I found a church. I found a place that can help us.
Amen.
Because it's helped me.
Yes.
If it's helped me, then it can help them.
Yes.
So why did you come to church? To get some help.
Yeah.
To get deliverance. To get set free. To get some peace in your life. Some joy in your life. To be saved. That's why you came to church. That's the service that the church provides.
Yes. It's
true. It's good.
And God has allowed this institute, the government, and the church to receive your money. Dollar bills, y'all.
Hey.
Huh? They both provide a service. Now, here in this portion of scripture, we have the Pharisees asking for Jesus' opinion. They're asking for Jesus' opinion. But it's really a trap.
Come on.
It's really a trick question. The Pharisees, as well as Jesus and everybody else who lived at that time knew that Jesus did not like the Roman. They knew that Jews, the Jewish people, did not like the Roman government. They didn't like the Roman government ruling over them. So therefore, they definitely, the Jews definitely, did not like paying taxes to them.
Yeah, that's right.
So they asked Jesus this question to try to trap him. So if Jesus just would have answered, yes, pay taxes to Caesar, pay taxes to them, then all the Jews would have been mad at him.
Right.
Yeah. And it probably would have hindered his ministry towards the Jews. That's why in their trap, they made reference to him as one who is not swayed by others, because you pay no attention to who they are. See, they're trying to entrap him. But at the same time, if he would have answered no, don't pay them taxes, then he could be in the hot seat of the Romans.
That's right. Yeah.
He could have even got arrested by the Roman soldiers.
Right.
See, it was only a trick question. It was a trap question that they tried to get at Jesus. The enemy will sometimes try to trap you, but you must use the wisdom of God. Huh? You got to use the wisdom of God. You know how you grow wise? You grow wise by hanging around the wise.
Amen.
You want to get wiser. It's not drinking Budweiser, because that makes you dumber. You should call it Bud Dumber, not Budweiser.
Yeah.
The reason why they call it Budweiser is because, you know, I used to think if you drank beer when I was little that you got white hairs. Anybody else think like that? Was it just me? It was just me, because my dad used to drink it and he had white hairs. And I said, well, if I drink beer, then I'll get white hairs like my dad. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
Huh? And then dad said, well, you know, when I asked him, what's that? He says, that's wisdom, right? Come on now. That's what they said. That's what you call, okay, it's just me. Okay, I'm deceived. I don't know, but that's what my dad told me. That's what they told me, you know, right? Come on now. Huh? But it only makes you dumber, but dumber, right? You really want to get wisdom, like Jesus had wisdom and he answered them. You really want to get wisdom, listen, you got to hang the wise. You want to be wise, hang around the wise.
Amen.
Huh? I'm a young man. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I'm a young pastor. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
I'm a young pastor. I think I got a little bit of wisdom.
Amen.
I got a little bit of wisdom. And the reason I got a little bit of wisdom is because I learned to hang around the wise.
Yes.
I learned to hang around. I learned to get around my pastor and my leaders. When I came to Victory Outreach, I heard that man preach, and I said, my God, that man of God got some wisdom right there.
Yes.
So I need to get around that wisdom. I need some of that wisdom. I need some of those nuggets to drop into my heart, to drop into my mind, because I have been making some bad decisions.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Huh? Some bad decisions that led to some bad consequences.
Oh.
I need some wisdom. I need to hang around some wisdom. I need to hang around some heavenly wisdom. Jesus had heavenly wisdom.
Yeah, right.
He had some wisdom. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And here they were trying to trap Jesus. See, the enemy will always try to trap you.
Yeah. Come on.
Huh? The enemy will always try to trap you.
Yeah.
Huh? True. It's like you know how you get single parents. You get single parents, and he tries to trap them, because what he does sometimes to single parents is that, you know, you had probably babies together with somebody else, maybe out of wedlock, and all of a sudden they're no good, and you guys are separate, and all of a sudden the one way he'll try to trap you is by you going to pick up your kids.
Yeah.
That could be a trap.
Yes.
Huh? But you gotta pick up. Yeah, I'm saying, go pick up your kids. You gotta do the right thing.
Amen.
But be careful.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Come on.
Be careful. There's all types of ways that the enemy would try to trap you in a catch 22. Try to trap you. Huh? But you got to have wisdom.
Amen.
You got to have wisdom not to fall into the trap.
Well,
Yes, amen.
Jesus has wisdom not to fall. I've seen so many times, you know, men in the home, they're in the home, women in the home, they're right there. God is doing a work in their life. But then all of a sudden they get a phone call. They get a phone call from the family, from home. And there's an urgent need, and you know there's nothing wrong with you. Probably do got to visit or whatever, but you got to be careful because it can be a trap.
Yeah. Come on, speak on it.
It could be a trap. It's all kinds of traps that the enemy will try to throw your way. We have to have the wisdom of God. The enemy will sometimes he'll try to trap you. Jesus answered their question. He answered their question and he took them aback. He baffled their mind. He amazed them that they didn't even know what to say. Matter of fact, they took off.
Come on now.
He said, "Give me the coin. Give me the coin used to pay the taxes. Give me the coin that they used to pay the taxes." They brought him the coin, a denarius. He held it up, kind of. I couldn't find a coin because I asked everybody in the church for change and none of them had it. I was like, man, you big baller. I guess you only cut $100 bills. But anyways, it's the closest thing I can find to currency, right? And so Jesus asked for a denarius, or the coin used to pay the imperial tax, which was a denarius. They brought to him a denarius. That he held it up. The Bible doesn't say this, but I could just picture Jesus holding it up. And then he asked them a question. Whose inscription is this? Whose inscription is this? Huh? Oh, now you want to bring me. I like this one better. Irvin gave me this one. I'm going to keep it. This is a $5 bill. Who's on the $5 bill?
Abraham Lincoln.
Who?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln was a good old man. Abe. Right? Honest Abe. Abraham Lincoln on the $5 bill. Whose inscription is this? Abraham Lincoln. But on the denarius, it was Caesar. Right? Jesus asked him, he said, what did he say? Whose inscription is this? They replied, Caesar's. He replied, then give back.
Yeah, come on.
To Caesar what belongs to Caesar.
That's right.
Then give back to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. So next time you start complaining about how much they take out of your check, talking about it ain't right. It ain't right. Come on now, right? Right? Remember this verse right here.
Come on.
Jesus said it.
That's right.
He says, "And give back to Caesar's what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." Then Jesus dropped the mic. They were amazed, the Bible said. They were taken aback. They were like, what hit us? It backfired on them. That's wisdom right there. That's wisdom right there. See, listen, when you got the wisdom of God, I don't care what trap the enemy tries to lay on you. When you learn to hang around the wise men and women of God, you're going to be able to answer the devil's trap, and he is going to be taken aback. He is going to flee. flee. You ain't hearing me here this morning. This is why it's important that the women of God get here tomorrow morning to be in the discipleship, because you're going to be around some wisdom. Hello, somebody. This is why we have men's discipleship, because we want to get around some wisdom, and we want our sons to be around the wisdom. This is why we have a fishing trip planned next Saturday. Why? Because we want to get around wisdom, and we want our sons to be around wisdom, because Daddy, our Father, Abba, Father, ain't raising up no fool. What wisdom Jesus had. What insights. What revelation. Now, here's what this means. Here's what it means. Give back to Caesar. Give back to Caesar what is Caesar's. For what? So that Caesar can continue to do what Caesar does. What does Caesar do? He built his kingdom that you live in, and he shares with you. Huh? That's what Caesar does. That's what the United States government does. When we give them our tax every week, every bi-week, every month, every year, however you do it, every 3 months, 6 months, however you do it, we give back that tax. We give it to them. When we pay that tax, they do what the government's supposed to do. Build bridges, build roads, build infrastructure.
Right.
Build an army.
Come on, come on, come on.
I don't care if they build 10 walls.
Come on.
Huh? As long as they do what they're supposed to do. And what's that? To provide protection.
Yes. Yeah.
To provide law and order.
Yes.
Amen.
To provide an insurance. Or do you want to go live in Mexico where the cartels are killing everybody? Or do you want to go live in Lagos, Nigeria, where I went on a missionary trip and they don't have stoplights and you can honk at it and you can figure out the honking system on your own? Come on, somebody. Huh? They don't have lights. Probably because people don't give enough tax.
Yeah, come on.
Huh? And the government's crooked at the same time. You give back to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, so that Caesar can do what Caesar does. Build his kingdom.
Yeah, amen.
Build the kingdom. Build his nation in which we live in.
That's right. Wow. Amen.
We live in the United States of America.
Yeah.
This is why it's right that we pay taxes.
Yeah.
Right.
We use the roads. We use the highways and the byways.
Right.
We use the Grand Prairie water.
Hello.
Huh? Use it. You know, they say you can buy a house and buy a home and it's yours, and halfway true. Because you still got to pay tax.
Right.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, granted, if you live long enough, you won't have to pay that tax either.
Yeah.
Right? But sometimes, some way, some form, they find out a way how to tax you. But that's the law of the land.
Yeah.
God instituted that law.
Yeah.
God instituted that government. He instituted the government of the United States of America.
Amen.
So we give our taxes
yes.
to Caesar. That's a lot of tax. I mean, if we could probably calculate how much taxes they take out each week out of this, just your check, right, and we add it all up from here, it's probably a good amount of money that the government takes as tax.
$600.
Okay, amen. That's a lot already. Amen. Then he says, give to God what belongs to God.
Amen.
Give to God what belongs to God.
Yes, amen.
Angel Monica, do me a favor. Can you help me out? Monica, go grab your little one. from the children's ministry and bring them in here. Angel, come up here and then come stand next to your husband. Bring your Bible. Go to Genesis chapter 1. Stand over here in the middle. Genesis chapter 1. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Give to God what is God's.
Amen.
You there? Yeah?
Amen.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. You can turn there. Go ahead. Everybody turn there. Put it on the screen if you can. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Stand next to Daddy. Go ahead, Angel. Read that nice and loud. So everybody.
God, go ahead. 27, right?
Yes.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
Hmm. Y'all there?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Now you guys read it. And loud. One, two, three, go.
So God created man in his own image.
Angel, read it again.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
Male and female, he created them. Read it again.
Mirror them.
You can read it.
So God created man in his own image.
Right there, stop. So God created man in his own
image.
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 Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Give to God.
Come on now.
Whose inscription is this?
God, right there.
Whose inscription is this?
Yes.
Whose inscription is this?
God, that's good.
Preach it.
Yeah.
Are you following me here today?
Yeah, that's good, Pastor.
So God created man in his own image. Male and female. In his image he created them.
Amen.
And they created
him. Come on, come on, come on. Amen.
What's he look like? What's he look like? Huh?
Angel.
That's angel all the way, man. Huh? Right? Give to God what is belongs to God. They belong to God.
Right, amen.
Because they bear the image of God.
Amen.
He belongs to them because he bears their image. He looks like both of them.
Yeah.
And you really begin to look and inspect him. You'll see Monica and you'll see Angel.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Thank you guys. You may return to your seat. Give him a hand. Come on, give him a hand. Huh? If the coin bears Caesar's image and it belongs to Caesar, then you and me bear God's image, then we belong to God.
Amen.
Then our body, our soul, and our spirit belongs to God.
Amen.
The Bible says that he created us in his own image. In his own image. The Bible says, even in Genesis, when you read it fully, it says, it's the Trinity. You see the Trinity begin to work. And when you read it, it says, let us create man in our own image.
Yeah.
Who's us? If it was just the Father, it wasn't just the Father by himself, but it was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The Trinity in unity. They were the ones who created us. one in substance. Hello, somebody. They were one in substance, and they created us just like them. And so because we're like them, we're also almost like a mini trinity. We have a body, we have a soul, and we have a spirit. Come on, somebody. And listen, we are same in the substance, but there's three, come on, in one. And so therefore God made us in his own image, and our body and our soul and our spirit belong to God. This means all of us belong to God. All of me belongs to God. Our breath belongs to God. Our laying down and our getting up belong to God. Our time belongs to God. Our talent belongs to God. Our energy, it all belongs to him. And as Jesus said, we must give it back to God so that God can do what? So that God can do what God does. What does God do? God wins souls. God saves souls. When we give our all back to God, what will God do with all of us is God will reach all of them out there. He'll save the lost souls. He'll build the kingdom of God. If just 20 of you catch this revelation that God has given us, come on, somebody. We can reach the whole world for God's honor and God's glory. But it's going to be as we give all of us back to God.
Yes. Good word. Good.
Now check this out. They asked for Jesus' opinion. But Jesus doesn't give opinions. He gives facts. They ask for his opinion. But my master, my God, doesn't give opinions.
That's right. Come
on. He gives facts.
Amen. That's good.
Man gives opinions. Man gives opinions. God gives facts.
That's right.
Man gives opinions. Amen. So let me give you one of my opinions. One of my opinions. On why my tithe return is greater than my tax return.
Come on, it's good.
Let me give you my opinion. And I hope the Holy Spirit gives you revelation.
Come on.
Why do some people get $8,000 back in tax returns and others get $80?
Come on.
Things that make you go,
Right?
Why do some get 8,000 but others get 80? Why? Ask, come on, why?
Why?
No, you tell me why.
That's a baby.
Huh?
They got babies.
They got babies.
Yeah.
What'd you call them?
I said it's federal tax independence.
Dependence.
Dependence.
Right? True. Huh? Some people got lots of babies. Some people got a few babies. But the main reason why some get more, right, is because of babies. They got babies. They got dependents. They got kids. Married couples, you want a bigger tax return? Have more babies. Come on now. Huh? All right? It's true. Huh? I mean, they got to live with you, right? Christian.
Come on.
You want a bigger tithe return? Have more babies.
Wow. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
You want a bigger tax return? Tithe return? Tithe return, not tax return.
That's good.
Tithe return. I didn't say tax return. Tithe return.
Amen.
Christians, you want a bigger tithe return?
Amen.
Have more spiritual babies.
Yes. Amen. 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 Good.
Wow. Win more souls.
Yeah.
Yes. Have more spiritual children. Wow. Win more people to God.
Amen.
Pay your tithes, of course. Come on, somebody. Pay your tithes first.
Amen.
But then get busy winning people to God. Huh? Again, my opinion. This is my opinion. Huh? Give God a reason to bless you. Huh? Give God a reason to bless you. Get some spiritual dependence under your wing.
Amen.
Because when you do, God will provide more. Not really for you, but for them.
Amen.
Oh, you ain't hearing me.
Come on, come on.
The more, it's my opinion, but I believe the more birth you give, the more souls that you win, the more God is going to bless you so that you can bless those souls.
Yeah.
Why is God going to open up the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing on your life if you ain't going to do nothing positive with that blessing? If you're not going to build his kingdom with that blessing? Listen, I believe that God pours out, come on, you get a greater tithe return when you are a soul winner, when you reach people for God. Why? Because God is saying those are my dependents. Those are not the government's dependents, but those are my dependents. Why does God bless Victory Outreach Grand Prairie? Why does God bless Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia? Because we got a lot of spiritual dependents. You come here to depend on God. You come here to depend that the word of God is going to be preached. You come here, you depend that there's going to be an atmosphere of prayer. There's going to be an atmosphere of worship. You're going to grow in the things of God. You're going to get discipled. You're going to get challenged. You're going to get corrected. You're going to grow. You are dependent upon the work that is happening right here. And so therefore God says, I'm going to give them a bigger tithe return to Victory Outreach Grand Prairie, because they're winning some souls. But how about you, life group leader? How about you, man of God, women of God? Have some spiritual babies and you'll get a bigger tithe return.
Yeah.
Matthew 25:28. You don't believe me? Check it out. Matthew 25:28. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. Take the bag of gold from him. Who's him? The wicked servant.
Yeah.
Who hid the one bag of gold that his master gave him. Go back and read it. Write it down. Matthew 25:28-29. The whole chapter. We know the story. The master went on a long journey. The master being Jesus. He went to his servant. He gave one servant one bag of gold. He gave another servant two bags of gold. Or three bags of gold, if you remember. And then he gave the other one five bags of gold.
Amen.
He came back to settle accounts. He came back and he seen the guy who he had given five bags of gold. He says, look, master. I went and I put your money to use. And I earned five more bags. Now I got 10 bags.
Right.
He said, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into your rest. He went and found the guy who gave three bags of gold. The guy said, look, master, I took your three bags of gold and I gained three more bags of gold. He says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into your rest. And then he went and found the guy who he gave one bag of gold. The guy says, oh, wait right here. I'm going to go get your one bag of gold. He dug it up. He brought it back. He says, listen, I hid your bag of gold because I knew you were a hard man, reaping where you have not sown. So here you go. Want your bag of gold back.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
The master looked at him and says, you wicked, lazy servants.
Wow. Mama.
Come on. And as the Bible says, he threw him into outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Ooh, right. Come on.
But he called him a wicked, lazy servant.
Come on.
Huh? And then he goes on to say, so take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags.
Wow. Yeah.
For whoever has will be given more. Yeah. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them.
Wow. Come on.
Huh? Even what they don't have will be taken from them.
That's good.
Huh? What? So we see here that God blesses wisdom.
Amen.
He blesses wisdom. This is why we got to use wisdom in our finances.
Amen.
We have to use wisdom in life.
Yes.
You have to use, the Bible says, he who is wise wins souls. In the book of Proverbs. He who is wise wins souls. God has given us a talent. He's given us salvation. What are we going to do with that salvation?
Amen. Come on.
Huh? What are we going to do with that salvation? I know what I'm going to do. I know what I've been doing. God gave me salvation March 4th, the year 2000. And for those, these going to be 19 years now. I've gone out and I've reproduced myself. I've been reproducing my salvation in other people's lives.
Amen.
By simply telling what Jesus did for my life.
That's right, amen.
I've been reproducing my salvation so that others could be saved.
It's good, Pastor.
So that when I stand before Jesus and Jesus says, what did you do with your talent? What did you do with your gift? What did you do with your salvation?
Good.
I shared it with all these.
Good.
I shared it with all these.
Yes. Come on. And
there's more in this room. They're not even here. There's more people in this room that I've led to the Lord.
Wow.
Some that got saved in the church and they were in the church for a while and then they left. That's okay, but they still count on my account.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
It's good.
We gotta lead people to the Lord.
It's good.
We gotta lead people to the Lord. And let me tell you something. When we lead people to the Lord, we give God a reason to bless us even more.
Amen.
Because there's people dependent upon us.
That's right.
Huh? There's people dependent. Just today, my God, you know, we always testify, God, God blesses us. You know, we always say, you know, well, always share sometimes how, we have bills and stuff. The bills don't stop, you know, and you know, the bill people, they don't pay you money. You know, they always ask for money.
Hello.
You know you're blessed when the bill people give you money.
Oh, my. Come on.
No lie. We got two letters in the envelopes. Two letters. Both of them had cards in it, in the mail. We opened it. You know, it was a TXU one, and it was an H&R Block one. And they gave us, because somehow they gave us money. And it was not our taxes either.
Come on now.
They sent us a $25 gift card, I guess, because they referred somebody. And we didn't refer nobody.
Come on now.
$25. I looked at my wife. I said, okay, but what's the rest of the money that they're really supposed to give us? Right? Huh? So she was all happy. God is good. You know? And I'm like, what do you mean, well, God is good? They sent us a $25 gift card from H&R Block. And the Lord rebuked me because I was real fast. I said, well, where's the rest of the money they're supposed to give us? And the Lord said, that's why you ain't getting it right now, because you need to be faithful in the little. Be thankful for the little. Huh? I said, amen, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Then she opens up the other envelope and then it's TXU. I'm thinking it's a bill. Man, they want more money. And my wife is confused. She's reading it, and she's like, "It's okay. This is because you were a faithful customer all last year, and blah 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 blah. Here is $183 on this card." And she says, "I gotta read this better. I gotta read this better." You know, because we're like baffled. Come on now.
Yeah.
And sure enough, she read it, and it's some type of point system that they have. You know, and they give money back, you know, and it was $183, she said, and then we really knew it was true. It says, go ahead and buy yourself whatever you want, take it to the, buy yourself whatever you want.
Ooh. Wow, come on now.
Just in those two gift cards, $200.
Come on now.
$200.
That's good.
Huh? My tithe return is bigger than my tax return. I said, my tithe return is bigger and greater than my tax return. We get all excited, come on somebody, during tax season because we get a little big chunk of change. But that ain't nothing compared to what God has blessed you all year long. That is nothing compared to what God has been blessing you all your life long. It cannot be compared. Your tithe return will always be greater than your tax return. So what is my tithe return? It's not my salvation, because that's free.
Yeah.
Again, my opinion, what is my tithe return? My tithe return is what I experienced during worship today.
Yes. Huh? Come on now.
My tithe return is what I experienced during worship today. To look over to my left and see my son Frankie playing the drums for Jesus. I know he ain't the best. I know he needs some more work. But he got us into God's presence. To look a little over to my left, a little over to my right, and to see my daughter Celeste on the piano.
Yeah.
Then to look more to the right and see my eldest Alexis leading worship. And then go to the far left and see Timmy over here praising God with the kids gang. My tithe return is greater than my tax return, because my tithe return is something that money cannot buy, my friend. When I look to my wife and I see her beautiful, pretty, come on, when I see her right there serving God, leading and doing what God called her to do, my tithe return is bigger than my tax return. To be able to do what God has called me to do and love to what I do, to preach the gospel, my tithe return is better than my tax return, my deliverance from greed. Come on, somebody. A wonderful marriage and a family, children serving God, peace of mind, a clear conscience that makes a soft pillow. I don't see how people hold back the tithe and sleep at night. Come on, somebody. A clear conscience makes a soft pillow. And I can lay my head on my pillow. Come on, somebody. My wife sometimes trips out. She's like, how do you fall asleep so fast? How do you fall asleep so fast? It's because I got a clear conscience. I ain't running from the cops no more. I ain't looking at my window no more. I ain't watching my back no more. Because of somebody I did dirty. Come on, somebody. I ain't skitzing no more. I can sleep now. I'm in my right mind. Come on, son. I ain't got to worry about the 5-0 come on, knocking at my door no more. It's something that money can't buy. Why? Because my tithe return is greater than my tax return. I got a great church and great leaders who are my friends. Come on, somebody. Who put up with me. Come on, somebody. Like I put up with them. That's called grace. Come on now. Listen, I got some great dogs. Come on now. Even though we put Rusty outside this week, but he still loves us. I got a great spiritual family all over the world. We went to the mother church in Chino. We sat in their Sunday service. Elder Pastor Sonny Argonzoni Jr. He did the greeting. He said, we want to greet Pastor Francisco from Victory Arch Grand Prairie. I looked and said, I didn't know you knew my name. So I kind of was like stunned, like, oh, yeah. I didn't know whether to like bow or die. Amen. And that's your wife? Yeah, that's my wife. Yeah. Amen. I got a great spiritual family all over the world. We got family all over the world. Listen, I got a great calling on my life, and there's a great calling on my children's life. These are things that money cannot buy, my friend. I don't care how much you're getting in your tax return. I don't care if you're getting $5 or $80, you got to pay them, or if you're getting $8,000, my tithe return, your tithe return is still greater than your tax return any day. Don't you forget that. Because people can act funny during tax season. Ooh. Oh, come on, somebody.
Come on,
I've seen people stop coming to church during tax season.
Truth. Come on.
Oh, they're faithful before the taxes. Ooh. Come on, somebody. Yeah. They're faithful before taxes because they ain't got no money.
Mm. Come on.
But then all of a sudden they get that little money, they get that little return.
Ooh.
Huh? And then you don't see them for a month or two. Come on now. Then they want to call, can you pick me up? Well, what happened to your car that you bought with your tax return? We don't tell them that. Come on, somebody. But we want to. Come on now, I'm asking time and time again. Yeah, people right. come, they come, they're coming before they're before the taxes, then the taxes come, they ain't nowhere in sight. Right. What happened when all the times I took you out to eat tacos? Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, God was there at your lowest.
Come on.
Huh?
Yes.
When he was there at your lowest. Can't you be there with him at your highest?
Amen, amen, amen. That's right, amen. Yeah.
My tithe return is greater than my tax return.
Amen. Good.
This is why I can give from my tax return.
Amen, amen.
This is why I can give from my tax return.
That's right.
The piano player can come up. Sunday, we're going to pick up pledges.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
We're going to pick up pledges. We're going to pick up pledges. We're going to give the devil a black eye. Yeah.
Come on, amen. Amen. That's right, amen.
Listen.
Come on.
We're going to show the enemy that money doesn't have a grip on us.
That's right, Pastor. Amen.
We're the same. We're the same with money or without money.
That's right, amen.
We give it when we ain't got it. And we give it when we got it.
That's right.
That's how I am.
Amen.
I give it when I don't got it, and I give it when I got it.
Amen. That's right.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Good.
Huh? Because my tithe return and my offering return is greater than my tax return, I don't mind giving from my tax return.
That's right.
I've been doing it for years. I've been giving from my tax return.
That's good.
I told you the last time I preached, they gave us an advance on our tax return. $1,200. They've never given us that much. But you know why it was? Because God knew that I was going to give my first fruits.
Wow.
And He was testing me. He was testing me and my wife. Because I hadn't given, I've given my first fruits all the time, but not that big in a while because I haven't got a big paycheck like that in a while. Then when I was working a secular job. God said, here it is. I'll give you an advance. Let's see if you still give your first fruits. He said, we got it. I said, you know what? There's a lot of things we could do with this. But we're going to give our first fruits.
Yeah.
We're going to give our first fruits.
Yeah.
We give our first fruits. Now we're waiting for the other part to come in. And now we're going to give a pledge from it.
Come on now. Amen, amen, amen.
We're going to give a pledge from it. And that would probably take almost half, more than half. But it's all right.
That's right.
Because my tithe and offering return is always greater than my tax return. It's always greater than what the world can give me. It's always greater than what Caesar has. It's always greater than what the government has. It's always greater than what a job can provide. It's always greater. Money did not give me what I have today. Money did not give me a calling. The government did not give me a calling. It was God. It was His presence. It was the Holy Spirit. It was His calling upon my life, upon my wife's life, upon our family. There's things that money cannot buy. And I'd rather have peace in my marriage.
Amen, amen.
And I'd rather have a good marriage.
Yeah.
And I'd rather have children serving God.
Yes, amen.
Than nice clothes or a brand new car.
Come on now.
And the good thing about God is He gives you that anyways.
That's right, amen. Amen.
He gives you that anyways. Huh? He gives you that anyways. So Sunday, we're going to pick up pledges.
Amen.
And I want you to pray and I want you to be ready. I want you to pray about it, about pledging. You got tonight, tomorrow, you got Sunday morning prayer to pray. What you're going to pledge? We're going to pick up three types of pledges, one for 3,000, one for 2,000, one for 1,000.
Amen.
Due by the end of April. When's tax day? April what?
15th.
April 15th. So at the end of, we got to probably the end of April to fulfill that pledge. To fulfill that pledge. And if you really believe this,
right.
If you really believe this, and put your money where your mouth is.
That's right. Come on.
And even if you don't get a return,
come on.
Even if you don't get a return, that means you're blessed. You gotta pay. Come on, somebody. Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. It's more blessed to give than to receive.
Right, amen.
And if you pay, that means God has blessed you with some good talents. He's blessed you with some good, come on somebody, to make money. Because remember, you bear the image of God. Give to God what belongs to God. That means your whole body belongs to God. That means your whole energy belongs to God. That means your whole talent belongs to God. That means your whole resources belong to God. And if you have to pay back taxes, that means that you make some pretty... The government looks at you and says, you're making some good money. So you're going to have to pay a little bit more taxes than everybody else. And I know what you think. No. We like to reason it out, but... The end of the day, the numbers don't lie. And you know, yeah, it's hard to change numbers. But you know what? We don't live off of the United States of America economy.
Amen.
We live off of God's economy.
Yes.
We live off of God's economy. It doesn't let the government shut down. Heaven never shuts down. Let the government go. Let the world go into a recession. God will give us manna from heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, somebody. He'll give us quail. He'll give us milk and honey.
Huh?
They say that God gave the children of Israel a promise that He would take them into a land filled with milk and honey. They said that milk, you know, milk symbolizes that they say that in milk are all the nutrients that you need to be healthy.
That's right.
So that's what God meant when He says you're going to go into a land flowing with milk and honey. He's saying, I'm going to give you everything you need to be healthy.
That's right.
And then He says, honey is just to taste good. Honey just is sweet. This is just your perk. Huh? And God is saying, I'm going to bring you to a land flowing with milk, everything you need, and I'm going to give you some honey.
Yeah.
In my case, He gave me a honey. My honey bunny, who I wouldn't trade for milk and cookies. Pastor Jesse says it real good. I don't. But I want you to pray. Will you be a part of the pledge?
Amen, amen.
To give to God what belongs to God.
Yes, amen.
To pledge. You know, in all honesty, the giving has gone down here at the church.
Yeah.
Giving's gone down a little bit. And to be truthful, you know, a few people have left. When they leave, the tithe goes. You know, this is why it's important that we hit the streets.
Amen.
That we evangelize. It's a new year. God's going to give us new people.
Yeah, amen, amen.
He's going to give us new people.
That's right.
God always provides.
Amen.
But you know, it also could be that some are been holding back.
Yeah.
It could be that some have been holding back the tithe. You know, during the holidays, people have family and go on vacations and trips, and that's all good. But we have to be a church that understands that even though that happens, we still stay faithful. In the tithe.
Yes.
We leave the tithe behind and we give God our tithe. We give God our offerings. And even in the midst of all everything that's taking place, that we stay faithful in giving our tithes. And even sometimes when it takes place, when we see the enemy hitting and sometimes people getting hit, getting took out, you say, you know what? Let's give a little extra.
Amen.
Let's work harder. Let's work harder. The home's got to work harder. The people in the church, maybe put in some overtime so your tithe can grow. So you'll be blessed, your family be blessed. You give to give a little bit more into the tithe. But every year we pick up pledges. It's nothing new. But I hope that this year you take it a little bit more serious.
Yeah.
Not only to take up the pledge, but to fulfill the pledge.
Yeah.
Because you know, a pledge is a vow to God.
Amen.
Is a vow to God. And this is why I tell you now and I tell you to take some time to pray. Because I could have not warned you and just came on Sunday and just, you know, preached a message and got you all emotional and, you know, and yeah, I want to pledge $10,000, Pastor. You know you ain't got $10,000. Huh? No, I said pray. You know? Pray. You know, really think about what I'm telling you. Think about the message. And go home. If you're married, talk to your wife. Pray together. You know, pray together. And be honest with God. We're going to go for the low one. We're going to go for the low one. You know, we're... No, be honest. Say, no, you know what? I think we could do 3,000. I think, we may not be able to do 3,000, but we can do 2,000. We're going to do that. We're going to do it. And I don't want it to be based off of emotion.
Amen.
But through prayer between you and God. And God will speak to you. God will put it in. You really pray. You seek His face. He'll put it in your heart. And you say, this is what it's going to be. And you come ready on Sunday. Those that just come on Sunday, the Sunday goers, they're the ones going to be getting hit with the wham wham. But that's what they get for just being Sunday goers. Right? Huh? Right? Huh? God is faithful to the faithful. And at least you come ready, and you come ready, and then when people see you step out in faith, it'll begin to stir them to step out in faith.
Amen.
It'll stir them to step out in faith, and then it boosts the church, and we're able to continue to stay in this building. You know, it costs finances.
Right.
It costs finances. You know. I look at it, and I hope you don't get this message twisted, but I hope you understand. I'm nobody. Me and my wife are nobody. I'm 39 years old. My wife is 35 years old. We're young pastors. But I look at me, and I don't try to compare myself or nothing. But I look at what we're doing. I say, man, we may not be doing all that, but we're doing okay. We have a church. A landlord trusted us with the lease. We have a men's home, women's home, our house. We have vehicles galore. The men's home, they don't work, but they're there sitting in the parking lot. We're getting to work one by one. And I look at that and I say, man, you know, I don't know how we do this. I don't get a paycheck or nothing. But this is why God spoke to me. This is because you got a lot of dependents.
That's right.
You got spiritual children that depend on you.
That's right.
And because of that, I'm not the government. But I bless your life. I bless your life. I bless this ministry. Because I know, listen, let me tell you something. We give the government our tax. We pay our tax. But you know what they do? They just put it back in the system. That's all they do. And we're over there mad at the government. Oh, and yeah, some of them are crooks. And some of them, yeah, you know. But they're doing something right. Come on now.
Yeah.
We're in one of the safest countries in the world. We're in the safest country of the world. One of the safest country in the world. One of the best countries in the world. Say what you say, man. And I know we're messed up in other things. But we're in a good country.
That's right.
And it's the same thing in the church. You give your tithe, you give your pledge, you give your United We Can. It just goes back into the system.
Amen.
Right. It just goes back into the house of God. It just goes back into the church of God. It just goes back into people's lives. It just goes back as we reach and put more men in the home, put more women in the women's home, as we reach more young people in the gang ministry, as we reach more people in the church, more married couples. It just goes back. Because it's here where we come and find shelter under the Most High God. It's here where we can come and worship in the presence of God. It's here where we are fed spiritually. It's here where we grow and our family grow. It's here where you can see one day your kid playing the drums, and one day your kid ushering up here and being a junior usher, and one day your kid leading worship instead of Sean. Listen, Sean ain't gonna be able to lead the whole time. we're going to be walking in a cave one day. It's going to be our kids. It's going to be our children. It's going to be our children's children. Our children's children. Think about that. Think about that. Sunny Ray's kids. Isabel, what's your kid's name? Isabel. Annabelle. Huh? They're gonna grow up. They ain't gonna stay small forever. It's gonna be Jeanette's kid. No, she's not gonna ever have kids. It's gonna be our children's children that are serving God. Huh? That are serving God behind us. It's them. That's what we're going to say. That's my tithe return.
Amen.
That's my tithe return. That's my pledge return.
Yeah.
I've been giving towards this.
Right.
I've been praying towards this.
Amen. Amen.
I've been worshiping towards this.
Yes.
So pray. Pray. I want you to stand at your feet. I want to usher you to come with the bucket. And tonight, our altar call is going to be a second offering. Let's pick up our giving. If you've been slacking in the area of tithe, get back on it. Don't rob God. Your tithe return is greater than your tax return. Bow your head. I want to pray for you, and I want you to pray about giving something tonight. Lord Jesus, we bear your image. Created us male and female. You created them in your own image. We belong to you, God. Everything we are, everything we do is because of you. You wake us up in the morning. You share your breath with us. You give us strength to make wealth. Let us never trust in money. Let us never fall under the deception of the enemy. But God, I pray, Father, that we would trust you. That we would trust you, God. For even our daughter Bill says it itself. In God we trust. The fathers of our country, Christian men, they never wanted us to forget that even though they gave us the liberty to pursue happiness, they never wanted us to forget that happiness is not found in material things. Happiness is not based on what we have in the bank accounts or what we have in the wallets. But happiness and joy is found as we trust in you. And I pray, God, that starting with me, God, don't ever let us be deceived. Let us always trust you, God. In every area of life, even with our finances, faith is not a hard thing. All we have to do is just believe. All we have to do is find out what we need to believe in, who we need to believe in, and hold on to that belief. We don't have to fret. We don't have to worry. All we have to do is stand upon your word. So God, I pray that tonight, as your people begin to prepare an offering, that they would give their best. Let them give their best. Those that have been slacking in the area of giving, Lord, remind them of how good you are and how faithful you are. We thank you, Jesus, because you are a good God. A faithful God. We praise you. we bless you. Prepare our hearts for Sunday. Prepare every married couple. Prepare every single mom, single dad. Prepare every worker, every disciple to prepare their heart to pledge, to make a vow to you, to make a promise. And Lord God, some will step out in faith, but you would meet them. You're going to meet them. Let them always know, God, that it may not come in the form of finances. And the best blessings don't come in the form of finances.
Right.
They come in the work of the soul, the work of the family. We pray for those blessings, God. For our family saved. For breakthroughs in our lives, in our children, in our marriage, in our relationships. In our ministry, we thank you, Father. We give you praise and we give you glory. In the name of Jesus, amen. 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 When you're ready to give, I want you to come give. You can give with the square also. Let's give, amen. Let's give something to the Lord. Give your best. Let's have the other person with the square come too. Give with your debit card. Let's give our best. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worship the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, right there where you're at, worship Jesus. Come on, give them everything. Give them all of you. Give them all of you. Give them all of you. Give to God what belongs to God. Give them your mind. Give them your mind. Some of you, you need to give them your mind. The enemy's been playing tricks on you. Playing mind tricks. You've been throwing fiery darts, fiery darts. Give them your mind. Give them your heart. Give them your mouth. Give them your time. Give them your talent. Some of you have been holding back. You've been holding back your talent. You haven't been giving him your talent. You haven't been giving him your hands. You haven't been giving him your time. Give to God what belongs to God. Your mind belongs to God. Your time belongs to God. Your talent belongs to God. Your family, your children belong to God. Your husband, your wife belongs to God. Oh, hallelujah. The earth is the Lord's and everything that is in it. Give it unto God. Give it unto God. Oh, don't hold back. He didn't hold back when he gave his son, his only begotten son. He gave his best for the world. He gave his best for the world. The altar's open. You want to give your all to God? You come. Surrender your all. Surrender your all. Back. Go full force your call to take a city. Your call to be a leader, to lead people to Christ. Your call to lead people to Jesus. Your call to be a leader. Your call to disciple people. But how can God trust you with treasures out of darkness, with true riches, if he can't even trust you with mammon? Some of us, we have issues with money, finances. We have no integrity with finances. God is saying, how can I trust you with real treasures? Real treasures out of darkness. My people, if I can't even trust you with mammon. Money, dirty money from the earth. Money is the most dirtiest thing sometimes. It's so dirty, it goes through so many hands. You don't know where that $5 bill been. You don't know where that $20 bill's been. But we hold it in our hand. Sometimes that dirty money stains us. Because we don't manage it well. We don't manage it well. Those are character defects in our life. Those are flaws in our character. And God has to teach us. He has to teach us, especially us, Victory Outreach. Treasures out of darkness. God has to teach us how to handle what we never had. Because before, you know, we spent all our money on dope, on ice, on crack, on alcohol, on weed. On the clubs, on clothes. And that's how we spend money. We have no responsibility. We didn't pay our child support. We didn't pay our bills. The car was getting repoed. We can't live like that no more. God has to teach us to have integrity to what finances. This is why he tells us to tithe off the top. Learn to tithe. And then be responsible with the other 90%. Take care of your responsibilities, and if you're left with a dollar, then so be it. Because a clear conscience makes a soft pillow. But as you begin to be faithful in the little, God will begin to bring the increase.
Yes, yes, yes.
He'll begin to bring the increase in your life. And some of you that are called to take a city, to pastor, to be a leader in the church, man, we need strong leaders. We need strong leaders. Because sometimes people can see straight through us. They can see straight through us. And they see the flaws. They see the flaws. So I don't know if I can trust them with my soul. But this is why God is raising up men and women of integrity. Men that pay their tithes, women that pay their tithes. They give to God what belongs to God, but they give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Before, we used to steal from Caesar. We used to rob God. But now God has saved us. We're not stealing no longer. The Bible says, let him who stole steal no longer. We're no longer stealing. We don't steal no more. We're good citizens. God has changed our lives. And because we learn how to be faithful in our finances, we're able to build a ministry. We're able to give to God. And people look at us and they say, those people are doing something for God? He used to be smoking meth. I remember him walking down Main Street smoking meth. I remember him and his wife used to be fighting in the parking lot of Cost Plus. In the parking lot of Walmart. I seen them fighting. You mean their Bible study leaders? You mean their life group leaders? Yes. Because God has given us integrity. But we got to learn to be faithful in the little. Be faithful in the little. Let's give to God. Let's be faithful. First ourselves. Let's not hold back. It's not just money. It's our time too. It's our talent too. It's our time. our mood, it's our resource, it's the gift that God has given us that we got to give back. And many of you do, man. A lot of you are. There's a few sometimes that can hold back. Serving God ain't always going to be happy, hee-haw, and all goosebumps all the time. Sometimes it's just going to be the discipline. The discipline. Coming to church. Giving your tithes. Being at your post. Being where you need to be at. He's a God of order. But you know what happens? As you stay faithful in that, you'll begin to see God blow your mind. You begin to see God expand your influence. Expand your ministry. He's faithful. He's faithful, God. So let's be faithful. Let's be faithful. Let's give to God. Let's work hard. Work hard at your job.
Amen.
You have a job. You should be getting raises and bonuses, and you should be getting raised up.
Amen. Good.
And if for some reason you don't want them to give you that because it's more responsibility, and you don't want to pull you away from church, and that's wisdom too. But nevertheless, you work so hard that it's like they don't want to lose you. So they pay you anyways. And they still give you your time off of work for church. Because that's what Christians are called to be. Leaders in our house, leaders in our community, and leaders at our job.
Amen. That's good.
And people begin to pay. And we're able to give to God. We're able to take care of our family. But first, we put God first. Amen.
Amen.
I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray a blessing, God, over Victory Outreach Grand Prairie. Lord, I pray, God, that you would just open up the floodgates of heaven. They're already open, God. God, some gave their first fruits, Jesus. God, many are pledging on Sunday. Many are faithful tithers. We thank you for them. You would continue, Lord, to work and continue to give us your wisdom so that we don't fall into the traps of the enemy. Lord, we worship your name, we praise you, and we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Give the Lord some praise here tonight. How many were blessed tonight? Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Don't forget tomorrow, amen, we have the women's discipleship, 9 o'clock prayer, 10 o'clock the service. Tonight after practice, tonight we have drama practice for all those in the drama. Amen. And then the streets, we have rallies tomorrow. Amen. There's also a street team going out tonight. Amen. See Pastor Josh for that. Amen. And amen. Don't forget Sunday morning. We'll be back here. Amen. I hope that now that I warned you about pledges, now all of a sudden you're not going to show up. Come on, somebody.
We'll be here.
Amen. Shame the devil. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know the devil. Amen. I know how he operates. Amen. But let's be faithful. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In the name of Jesus, everybody says,
amen.
God bless you. You are dismissed.